Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Ooh. Oh, hello, life. Ooh. Hi, good morning. Oh, my goodness. I don't think there's been a morning when I've been in my nice cozy covers. I wake up and then, you know, you're coming online and I think, what is it I'm about ready to go do? Why am I gonna do that? Oh my gosh. And it, sometimes it just feels so absurd when I'm thinking about that I'm going to walk out here having been perfectly warm and I'm going to get into a tub of cold, icy cold water. Oh, it's fascinating. I really have noticed how having something like this that I've committed to doing has been such a good thing. It's like there are lessons here and there and that are carrying through out the day. Obviously I'm choosing this. This isn't some hardship that's come into my life that just came out of nowhere. It's just life arising. This is me choosing to commit to something and to do it kind of no matter what. Obviously if there's danger or sickness, right? But I think commitment is something that I have been noticing is like such a key. Like to have the intention of doing this for 31 days at least straight, and that I've committed to doing it. And the intention is to do it awake and alert and as open as possible, to really notice the experience and to be with it. The experience before getting in, the anticipation, the experience of walking out and getting in, and then getting out and the reflection. And trying to do that as much as possible all in the present. So even in the anticipation, being aware that I'm anticipating. Noticing if my heart is closing down and creating a plan of action or an excuse to get out of this. And in it, not just trying to get it over with. I've noticed another tendency that has come to, is that I'm like, okay, I've got 10 left, you know, or 7 left. Wish I could just do them all, you know, like get it all out of the way. Such an interesting thing. Instead of being with life as it is and staying open, just not closing, just staying open. So I'm feeling that throughout the day, the ability to stay open, to be present even while anticipating and planning. And then the reflection stage of being present in the reflection stage, being aware that I'm reflecting on what this experience has been like. So now I'm, you know, almost simultaneously aware of the sensations, moving my body around to get rid of thermal barriers, to really continue to experience the sensation of the ice. And then I'm also, you know, processing at the same time, feeling and being, thinking and doing. Oh. I've noticed some of, you know, in a lot of the forums that I'm part of, people talk about the hands and feet that they don't adjust to the icy cold. My hands and feet have adjusted to the icy cold. They're not completely similar to the rest, but it's like I'm not shunting as much, so I'm not seeing that my body is pulling away from the extremities as much. So I don't know what I've had to do with that, or if that's just something that the body naturally does, but I'm noticing that there isn't the numbness quite or intensity of the cold that I feel on my fingers and toes. Like I've been in here for a little while today and they're still feeling the waters again, like 33 degrees. So 36 degrees outside, 33 degrees in here, and that's it. It's time. Stay open, don't close. to consciously sit in the seat. I sit in the seat of conscious awareness. I'm aware that I'm aware. I'm aware of what's that I'm anticipating. I'm aware that I'm here in this moment. I'm aware that I'm planning. I'm aware. I'm conscious. Awake. Aware. Awaken and engage. Okay. Peace, love, light. You are an emissary of light and love. Carry it with you everywhere you go and to everyone you meet. Cheers.